fire.
Excellent. Perfect. Loop it.
You're fired.
Welcome back again to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, fighter flight attendant, and I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ. I wish you were a little bit taller.
I got nothing. It's fine. Let's move on. Let's start the podcast. Get this shit over with.
You're not even going to finish the lyric, though? Really? I wish you were a baller. I wish you were a baller. I wish I had a girl that looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a bat and a 6'4 Impala. How do you not know? Okay. I guess we know who the real nigga is here.
that must be a light skin thing. I don't know that one, James.
It's not a light skin thing. How do you not know that? Oh my god, I'm so disappointed in you. Anyways, Black card revoked. This week we are discussing Game of Thrones season 4, episode 10, the finale, Dimchurn. An air date of June 15th, 2014, written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, directed by Alex Graves, and had a rating of 7.09 million. They couldn't have just rounded that up.
Yeah, they could have just 7.1.
It had to be like 900,000, and that's why they didn't do it.
Like, it had to be. Exactly. It had to be.
But pretty big finale. I have a lot.
Did it live up to my expectations?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
It was a pretty good finale.
I got a random text at 10:30, I think, at night. I woke up to it and it just said, "You were right." That's all I'm gonna say. Okay. I won't say who sent the text. I just got a random message that said, "You were right."
Right about what? I'm confusion. I guess we'll find out.
How good the episode was.
Find out? Oh, you were right about how good it is?
Yeah.
I will say that it's good, but it my opinion on this whole season has changed during this watch.
I like this season. But I enjoy this season. I think in terms of finales, the only finales that beat this are probably season 6 and season 7.
Yeah, this is a really good finale. It is a really
and
good
other than that, like it's this season 6 finale is like top tier fucking. Yeah, that's just top tier.
But I'm. Anyways, ready? All right, Beyond the Wall, Mission Impossible? Question mark. John. Yeah, John's going to treat with Mance. I could have sworn he said he was going to kill him. Oh, that's the gag. We're all going to die here.
I love this whole sequence.
This sequence when he walks out and the giant is being eaten, I wrote, "A Feast for Crows." That's the book title.
There you go.
The one problem I had with them walking out is that they did the cameraman shaking like he's walking with them, and I can't stand that.
The camera didn't seem very steady for like this whole
episode. Hate it.
Like that scene with Cersei and Tywin, like you could see the camera kind of like
move. And, I can't stand camera shaking.
Things I did not pick up on.
I turn it off in video games. Like I can't stand it in movies.
I hate it in video games. Just sucks in video games.
Because
it's like I like immersion, not that much immersion.
Right.
Like I'm good.
All it does is give me a headache.
Yeah. Like I don't need a seizure just playing a video game.
Oh my Well, John enters the wildling camp. He sits down with Mance. They toast to Ygritte. Poor Ygritte.
I say I love the toast. Like, I love the toast.
The toast is good. And they toast to Mag the
What
Mighty.
were they drinking though? Because that stuff was chunky.
Probably
A real northern drink.
some kind of fermented milk, because that's what the Dothraki drink.
He just said that was real. That was that real northern shit. The shit your relatives pull out of the trunk of a car in like a mason jar. That's what that shit was.
But they have a stare down, they have a negotiation. And I just Mance knows that they got nothing. That's it. You gave me all you got. You're done. All right. You are a 1 minute man. I get it.
And you would really think that John would be more open to his proposal, like knowing that. Because if it were me, and that's all you wanted to do was go past the wall, I'd be like, look, man, we'll open up that shit for you. Go for it. I ain't even gonna try to kill you now at this point.
Yeah, those were some really good terms he was offered.
Yes, very good terms he was offered. And it would have saved, a lot of people. Like if it were to happen, like it would have just saved everybody at the wall. Because if John tries to kill Mance, they kill John, and then they just go kill everybody at the wall, and then everybody's dead. And they're going to get across the wall anyway.
I mean, it seems simple enough. So, Ginge, what did you think of Mance's terms?
I didn't believe him.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that?
See, I think
I think he
Mance
was
is a straight
just.
shooter. I
I do.
don't think he's gonna lie.
Nah.
Because again, like if he knows that it took everything in them to defend him off the first time, like why is he even gotta make this offer to John? Like there's no need to lie to John. He could have just killed John right then and there and went to the wall.
Yeah, he's already sent 400 men over it. Most of them are going to make it. Why do I have to lie? You're the one who said you had more men than you do. I've already won this.
Yeah, right.
Except, oh no, wait, I don't think I have won this. Ginge? Here comes the cavalry. What did you think? Like, did you know who
Well,
it was when they rode
no. No, I was trying to see the banners on the flags, and I'm like, I can't see this banner.
See, if I were you, I would have been like, who is this with all these men? Like, who still has this big of an
Also
army left?
true. Like, I'm sitting there like,
yeah, that would be up here. And why are they up here?
Yeah, like, is this Roose? Like, who is this?
That's who I thought it was at first, because there was one of the scenes where we're showing like the riders, and I was like, they kind of like looked like they were Roose's, like they made it look dark and made it look like it was Roose's men. But then
No.
why would he even do that?
Where the fuck does Stannis get all these people from?
These are Stannis' people.
Because
That's
every
what.
time we've seen Stannis since Blackwater, it's been like four of them motherfuckers.
That's like it's what this what the money got him.
Yeah. A trip to the wall. I feel like he did not tell the Iron Bank this is what he was going to do with that money. There's no way.
By the way, I'm not going to King's
Yeah.
Landing. I'm actually going north.
Yeah. Way north, actually.
Yeah,
How
like
north are you thinking? Norther.
I'm going to fight the king. It's just not that king.
And he meets the king beyond the wall. This is a good scene, because like Davos introduces Stannis, John and Davos meet for the first time. TJ, I know that tugged at your heart.
Although Davos is kind of like weird in this scene because he asked John a question, John answers him, and then he tells John to say your grace because he's talking to Stannis. Like no, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Like this was me and you talking. Stannis didn't even say a word in this conversation.
They just never does. They just does not.
Like Dabo says something, John answers. He's like, "You need to refer to him as your grace."
But like as Mance's like Mance's face while he's watching all of his people die before he stands down, like he is a good leader. Stannis is also a good leader. But the thing is like these are both men who are not going to bend.
Yeah, the two most stubborn men in the series, probably.
Like, so what's the outcome here with between these two then?
James, do we see Mance kneel at any point in time in this fucking series?
No, they don't kneel.
Not
Gonna hit them knees.
No.
Okay, so he's not gonna kneel, so now what?
I think he might, they might, because there's got to be a reason for Stannis to go north anyways. So I'm thinking he might try to, like, see about recruiting them.
You're gonna need all the men you can get.
Exactly.
Like, everybody knows winter's coming here. Mance wants his people to run far, far away from it. Stannis wants to fight it. So
Somebody's gonna win.
I think the Night's Watch just is gonna just stay where they're at. They just seem happy with the 50 guys they have, and they'll just chill at the wall.
And John is sure, John, child of Ned Stark. There's a lot of children in this episode. Child of Ned Stark is sure to remind Stannis that they need to burn bodies. And of course, Stannis is like, I was going to do that anyway because that's just how I am. Do
But
that for fun on Dragonstone.
speaking of children in this episode, like one of the best parts about this finale is how they just keep with that theme throughout the whole entire thing. And they make it obvious. But
Flashing neon sign, I love it.
like and they do a really good job with it. But John demands a lot of respect. Like he gets the respect from Mance, like to even be toasting him and you know, having that conversation with him. And then Stannis is like, what do you want to do? What would your dad do? And then he listens.
And what do you think? So you think they're going to be recruited? Like, you think Stannis is going to let the wildlings into Westeros if they join the army?
Yep.
They'll be offered citizenship if they serve in the army.
Don't know about citizenship, but that's kind of like a, you could serve my army for the rest of your life type deal. Hey,
Okay.
look, there's a $5 million gold card going around that you can buy now. Like, everybody's in.
King's Landing. It's alive.
I guess we poured one out too early.
Little bit too early. And I'm gonna be honest, did not realize. I completely forgot about this scene when I asked about the poison last week. So here we are. Turns out,
I forgot about this too.
yeah, he was poisoned.
Like I remember the scene, but I do not remember that he was poisoned. I just thought Qyburn like did some spooky black magic and some shit
Yeah, he did some Frankenstein shit.
and
No.
then brought him back alive.
The mountain is still alive. He's still breathing, barely. And even laid out on that table, he looks scary. Like he still looks menacing. Even laid out. But Pycelle
Need to go. Bro, need to go.
and did.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Nah, like he need to go and never come back. Like I'm done with this character.
I mean, we might be done with him because he lost his job.
Yeah.
Damn sure.
You're
Like,
fired.
excellent. Perfect. Loop it.
Get him out of here.
Pycelle is determined that there's nothing that they can do for the mountain. Absolutely nothing. But don't worry, here comes Dr. Frankenstein. I've got this.
You talk about somebody who made it from where we first saw this motherfucker to now.
Right?
Like,
teetering near death,
Yo,
and now look.
Qyburn is on the up, man. Like, he is on the upswing.
Yeah. Cersei also seems very excited because, like, when she asked if he was good, like, when he said he would be different, she's like, would he be weaker? Oh, absolutely not. Oh, great.
Kyber's like, yo, this is my work here that we're talking about.
Right?
Like, I got this. Got this, Cersei. Go yell at your dad. I'll control this. I'll handle this thing.
So, and then we get him draining the mountain of his blood. What happens to the mountain now? Is he going to have bolts in his neck the next time we see him?
He gonna have something.
I was gonna say something like that.
They gonna do something.
Well, they will do something, but first I have to go talk to my dad about the guy that I'm fucking.
Yo, the children, right?
The children.
I think it's safe to say in this episode, Tywin's kids get the best of
They every single one of them, girl, because he starts off complaining because Jamie is not going back to Casterly Rock. Deals off, bro. And Cersei's not marrying Loras Tyrell. Yes, the fuck you are. Or I could just tell everybody that I've been fucking my brother. Like, let's not pretend you don't know, Dad.
And he still pretends like he doesn't know.
No, that he in like denial,
Yeah,
denial. Like
deep
his
denial.
brain cannot like allow that to be real.
Absolutely. He is like it's
Kind of reminded me of Slint on the wall being like, oh, giants aren't real.
Yeah,
Yeah, you're looking right at
he's looking right at him.
it.
Well, she's gonna tell everybody they're fucking. You know it. Enjoy the rest of your day, Dad. I'm gonna go fuck my brother now. Congratulations, Jamie. You won.
Cersei won. Jamie won.
Tywin took a lot of L's, though, didn't
Oh, man.
he? Not a good episode for him.
Not at all.
But Cersei's also complaining about how Tyrion killed their mother and he deserves everything that's happening to him. And then she tells him that she told their dad that they're fucking and now we can just do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, what do you think, James? Do you think this is the new Cersei? Like, fuck everybody else. I got Jamie, my kids. That's all that matters.
Yep.
Like, we had a psycho bitch prior to this, but like, is she about to take this shit to another level?
Yep. Show is.
Because, like, do you like she's descending into paranoia? Like, but it's coming from a place, like a normal place. Yes, you're worried about Tommen. You should be worried about Tommen. Like, Margaery is a man eater. And Tywin is Tywin. Like, you've already seen what Tywin is going to do to this child because he's done it to you and your brothers.
And that part I'm not mad at. Like, that's that point she makes in Tywin. Like, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like her paranoia starts out as her being like completely, she's got a point.
Logical, yeah.
I don't want to marry this dude. Like,
You're not gonna ship me away.
yes, and I genuinely think my brother killed my son. But it's just where she's gonna take it. So how far do you think she takes this, Ginge?
Oh.
Because she's got, in her head, she's got a lot of enemies right now. Pretty much anybody who's not Jamie.
I don't know. 'Cause everything's gonna change later on in the episode too, so don't know how this is gonna go.
Okay. All right. TJ.
Yeah, like knowing where she goes with this, like in this moment though, like you just kind of you really got to like brace yourself on how far she's going to take it. Like,
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
just kind of got to brace yourself for it. Just get ready. Buckle up.
Ooh, oh, she's going to take it there. You think Kendrick took it far? Oh,
She's
pal.
taking it further.
Buddy.
She is taking it further.
Much. Anything else for this?
I will say the one thing that you can respect about Cersei is she does stand on business. Like, if there's one person that is up in this series that stands on business, it's Cersei.
Respect to the Queen Regent. You guys want to go to Marine?
Not really, but I guess we
Yeah, I
can.
was gonna say not this time.
Not really,
Soon
but
as
I
they
guess we could.
started listing off the 1,000 titles that she has when she got to nothing.
I think they added another one. Did we get an actual one in there this time?
Yeah, it's a
Yeah, it's equal.
either another one or it's different than like a different version of what it was.
Yeah, because I just wrote Danny's titles again. But it turns out when you free a bunch of people and you don't have like a whole bunch of resources for them, you promise them 40 acres and a goat, and then you don't deliver. Now you've got a big old mess, girl. And some people are willing to sell themselves back into bondage because people learn to love their chains.
Institutionalized.
Wow.
That's what this is.
I mean, like, this really is very, very Freedmen's Bureau for me, like sharecropping.
And she just doesn't get it either. Like, she just can't comprehend like what he's telling her.
Yes.
No, I freed you. Okay, well, yeah, you freed me, but now like my life's fucking worse. I want to go back. But no, you're free. Yeah, but I like my life. I actually had a good master who respected me. His kids loved me. And now I have nothing. I have no family, nothing. I'm homeless.
And I get beat up at the shelters.
Yeah, like my life's worse. But you're free. Okay, cool. Could we not put this to a vote?
She gives him the opportunity to sell himself back into slavery for a term of 1 year when Barristan rightfully points out that the masters are going to take advantage of this because obviously they are. You give them an inch, they're gonna take a mile.
No.
And then we get someone else who comes in carrying a bundle, just like we saw last time with the man and the burned goat that he probably could have just eaten. I'm sure it was fine on the inside. Unfortunately, this time, Drogon has taken something that Dany can't readily replace. Like, I can't give you like 40 more kids
Yeah.
up for this. How'd you feel, Ginge?
Well, at this point in time, I said she better figure out something with these dragons.
And how do you feel about her solution?
I do not like it.
Really? Yeah.
Well, if there's one
I
thing
mean,
we've learned in the series, is that the fate of the dragons happened when they locked them up. They became small. They became house cats.
well, any chained animal like eventually becomes worse than what they were without being on the chain. So like I feel like if they're gonna get chained up, once she if she goes to try to release them off the chains, they're just gonna turn on her because she basically turned on them.
And this should be the moment where she realizes, you know what? I am overstaying my welcome. I probably just need to go take the throne.
That's not the decision she.
But no, it is not at all. But you
But
know.
also, like, let's say she were to leave and take the throne, how is she gonna stop the dragons from eating children in King's Landing?
I think at that point you can kind of justify it because you're at war. But I mean, if we're justifying drugging a chick and putting her on a boat, I'm going to justify the dragons.
Wow. Anyway, she locks up her children for something
Devastated.
they can do. Their brother.
But listen, we're missing the one. We're missing the one that's actually out there running amok.
The one who did it. It's like when I tell my older kids to clean the kitchen and they're like, Egg did this. Just do it.
Look, this was her kids were me being the middle child. Tristan used to do something, I'd laugh and I'd get my ass beat too. So
It's not funny.
they were just sitting in the corner not doing anything. I didn't do anything. I just laughed and I got my ass beat.
Yeah, you instigated.
I did not instigate. I laughed at the moment.
That's an
And
instigator.
really, it wasn't me even laughing at what he did. I was more laughing that he was in trouble.
Well, now you're in trouble too. Is it still funny?
And it was. I'll never forget when my mom whooped me and I laughed dead in her face. And that was the last time I got whooped, by the way.
Well, guys, now their watch has ended. Grin from a farm, poor Pip.
Oh, geez. Some of the goats.
And they've been with us for a while. And we also see a shot of Shireen and Selyse here at Castle Black with Stannis. They brought that baby with them. Oh, dear. And they're burning people.
And was at that point when it showed the wife and the daughter come up and they were starting to burn the body. It's like, yo, where Melisandre at? She like a good burning.
Don't you worry, girl, because here she is to see John in the flames. Now,
Oh, that look she gave John.
yeah, Jens, what do you think about seeing John in the flames?
And just like another, I'm gonna try to do like what she did with Gendry. Oh,
Boy, John, you got a ride ahead of you, buddy.
you got the blood. You're gonna be important.
Get the leeches. Get the
Well,
leeches.
luckily, though, this is not the redhead that John is concerned with right now. He has to go burn Ygritte beyond the wall in the real north where she belongs. What a beautiful scene.
This was a beautiful scene.
You
I
kind of
love
wanted to
this.
cry.
Yeah. Because it's just, and like her laying there, it's just poor John. Will he ever love again?
The red woman's right there. Yeah,
If he's got a type.
right.
Crazy. But he does, like, before he does that, he talks to Tormund, who says that she did love him because all she ever talked about was killing him.
Yeah.
That is love.
It is.
Really. As a, oh my God, I can't stand you kind of person. R.I.P. Gret. Gone too.
Rest in peace, man. Pour one out for her again.
Yeah.
Should have stayed in that cave.
Yup.
Speaking of caves and things, way beyond the wall, they finally found that freaking tree.
Right. We ain't seen Bran in like three episodes.
Things are about to pick up with him, though, I bet. Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Here come a bunch of zombie hands
Hey,
and
man.
like just reanimated skeletons.
I know we're not gonna forget this storyline, I
Like
promise. Come
Jojen's
on.
health is deteriorating. We've made it. And now we have to fight an army of reanimated skeletons. Pretty sweet. What did you think, Ginge?
Well, before the skeletons popped out, I made a joke saying because they were so far north that he trying to go find Santa Claus.
He found him.
And then, then the skeletons popped up, and I was like, well, it still could be Santa Claus. They're just in the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Indeed.
Okay. But a couple fireballs go out, and now
An elf appears.
Yeah, okay.
We're at Santa's house. We are there.
Period. We've done it. Made it. Bran does that neat trick with Hodor again. Thus.
Before he does that, though, Hodor's like, he's like, go help him, Hodor. And Hodor's like, nah, man, I ain't doing that shit.
Let me ask a question.
He's
You know what I was thinking? You know what I was thinking when this happened? When did Bran learn how to fight?
I don't think is
I
Brand.
mean,
I mean,
can he fight?
I mean, Hodor was flipping motherfuckers around and
not like using Hodor.
moving as nimble as a motherfucker, man. Like, we know
Yeah.
Hodor can't fight.
Well.
When
Yeah.
Bran was walking, he couldn't even hit the target.
So much disrespect for Brandon Stark.
It's okay because season five is full of Bran Stark. He's in every fucking episode.
Is he really?
Anyway,
It's
Jojen
all season five is all about Bran.
gets stabbed. Jojen gets stabbed. Poor Mira has to take her brother out for good. Like, we knew he wasn't gonna.
Yo,
That was
Mira,
tough.
though, in this moment,
Yeah, that
like,
was
good
tough.
for you.
Badass.
Good for you.
Mira's amazing. I love Mira.
And
Mira.
then think now when you saw him, his body laying there, James, after she runs away, did you think he was gonna just pop up and
No,
start
but
chasing him?
I did, yeah. I was like, burn the body. And then she did.
And they get into the cave to the tree. They meet the children. The child, they said the thing. They are
They
the
did.
thing.
Children. They are the children.
They did.
So we've now met the children. And three-eyed Raven, that's a man, Maury.
It was Santa Claus.
Yeah.
We've made it.
He just
He's
lost
gonna
some weight.
be
Different next time you see him, but it's fine.
a lot of crows around here too. He looks like the cover of The Giver.
Oh yeah, I
And
didn't look this up. I don't know
you
what the
never
giver is.
didn't read The Giver? Oh, that's right. You went to Christian school. Never mind. But anyway, he's been watching them, all of them, their whole entire lives. That's not creepy. It's
Santa Claus.
one.
I love this parallel.
You're right. That's it.
pretty much.
We've made it. That's it. And not only that, Bran isn't gonna walk. He's gonna what? Fly.
Fly.
Santa Claus.
All in season five. He'll be flying around season five.
Do you think he's going to grow wings or is it a flapping situation? Like he's just going to flap his arms?
I think it was a foreshadow of a repeat of how he lost his legs. He's gonna fly.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see. See you in season five, Bran. Can't wait, babe.
Said no one? Question mark. I want to see what happens because I know like everything I've seen, everybody's like, I hate Bran's storyline. So like I'm intrigued of what why everybody hates it.
Well, season five is going to give you all the answers about Bran. Season five, Bran, season five.
Meanwhile, in the Vale, the
Yo,
horse the horses are missing, you guys.
Pod's a fucking idiot, man. Like, how you not tie them motherfuckers
When
down?
I told you, wait a minute, because when I told you that Jamie gave her a chore, y'all were like, no.
Right?
Now look.
Come on, come on, Pod.
Remember, Ginge, I asked you when John was headed to Craster's Keep. I was like, who's gonna find a Stark first? And it was Brienne, but not the one you thought, huh?
Yeah.
This is the first time I wrote this down. Like this is like the first time Arya did not have a close call with somebody. Like she actually got to fucking meet somebody. That's on her side.
Yes, she's also not a knight, but. They exchanged sword names. That was really cute. Arya goes,
I love this moment between them two.
he's like, "Did your sword have a name? Oathkeeper. What's yours? Needle."
I love this moment between them. Like it's like Arya is like looking at like who she wants to be in the future.
Yep.
Yes, and imagine if Arya had known that that was her daddy's sword.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Hound finishes taking a shit, and then we get a good old battle. So, Ginge.
This was a good fight.
Got him.
This was just brutal. Just this was a good fight.
Love
A
it.
real fight. Like, this is like what real two people would do in real life.
So my boy Oberyn putting on a masterclass. We're good
It,
enough for you. But
no,
two people just
it,
ramming themselves
I
into
don't,
each
you
other
don't,
and
no,
kicking
those
each
are
other in the
stupid, it
groin
was stupid
is a good fight.
showboating for no reason. Just get to it and knock him out. It's the same thing when I watch boxing. I can't stand the boxers that just dance around and don't do nothing.
I mean, it's a strategy. He's trying to make the other
I
one
mean, I know, but
entertaining.
I hate it.
I don't like to watch it
I
because
want to see violence.
there it is. And you got a lot of that in this one. This is
Yes.
This was Jake Paul, Mike Tyson 2.0. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It was not that
This is a good, I love this fight.
This is Ali Foreman.
And the music at the beginning with the strings, like, woof.
So they would have put some strings behind Ober, and you might have liked it
No. No, I
Maybe
wouldn't.
a flute.
It wouldn't have matched
Maybe a flute then.
the style of the fight. Maybe a flute.
A woodwind.
Yeah. Oberyn's definitely a woodwind guy. He's a clarinet. Boy, they got to play in that oboe, and damn.
Anyway, Brienne of Tyson takes his ear off and wins this battle and lost Arya. Where is she? Pod, weren't you watching her?
I was like, no, I was watching the fucking fight. I was making sure you weren't gonna die.
Was just making sure, like, just in case you needed some help
Yeah,
from
like I was thinking you might tag me in, and I was just making sure everything was good.
Right. Double team him. Turns out she didn't need him though, because she very much has solidly beaten the Hound.
And he is fucked. Like,
He's fucked. He is fucked. And Arya comes over to see exactly how fucked he is before she robs him. And he takes the time to try to piss her off. But Arya, like her sister has learned to lie, Arya has learned restraint.
I
Like,
don't know if it was restraint or if it was more her, like, you know what? I'm just gonna let you fucking suffer.
I don't even think this that she wants him to suffer. It's like restraint. Like, I know why you're doing this. I'm not gonna kill you because you're not on my list anymore.
I'm a little disappointed.
That she didn't kill him?
Yep.
I mean, you don't think he's dead anyway?
I mean, yeah, but you say you're on the list, you're gonna kill everybody on the list. You, once again, another person on your list that you did not kill,
That's what
that
I'm
you
saying.
said you're
Well,
going to
really, but
kill.
you think about it though, if she kills him, it's kind of like a cheat code. Like, Brienne did all the hard work. She did all the heavy labor.
It don't matter.
It
You got
does.
to kill.
Arya likes to earn her shit.
Well, I don't
Well,
even
I
think
guess we'll
that.
see.
I don't think that that's what that is. I don't think he's on her list anymore, so she has no reason to kill him.
Yeah, I don't think
Not
he's
on
on
her.
the list either.
Disappointing.
Really? Well, can't win them all, or any of them, because not with you anyway.
So we didn't see the hound die. Do we see the hound again?
Yeah, I was gonna say that was gonna be my do they make it, but does he make it?
No.
He's done. Done
Yeah,
for. She
I'm
did
done.
bite his ear off.
And he has a bone sticking out of
Well,
his
the
knee.
bonus.
Like,
See, if I was Arya right there, when I would have been like, I'd have grabbed that bone and wiggled it a little bit.
hell, ugh, ugh.
I'm like,
Nope.
yeah, you feeling all right, buddy?
Nope. I'm about to hop off this podcast. It's getting a little too gruesome for me. James, you know I can't take that shit.
Well, she's got all his money and she's leaving. I guess we'll see her later, maybe, because it is showtime in King's Landing.
Definitely Showtime.
Tyrion Lannister makes his great escape. So let's just, Ginge, just walk me through it. Let's start with Jaime showing up. Oh my God, Jamie's here.
Well,
Yeah, okay, Rex.
Jamie didn't make the right choice.
I kind of expected Jamie to break him out.
Long leash, we
Okay.
talked about it.
Did
Yeah.
you expect? Did you
I
expect?
did not expect Varys to be at the top.
So Varys was still his friend and he did not
Yes.
forget.
Yep. And then, but when Tyrion stopped at the bottom of the steps, I was literally like, "What you doing, bro? What you doing?"
What's he doing? He's going to the Tower of the Hand.
Yep. I
What
was like,
was his plan, y'all think?
"That's what." I was like, "Please tell me he about to go to try kill Tywin or Cersei or both."
Sport. Well, he killed two people.
Do we think his original plan was to go there and kill Tywin?
Yes.
But what did he have? He didn't have anything to kill him with.
Good point.
So that's why it always like always wonder in this scene, like what was his plan?
So this is.
Maybe he was hoping he was going to be asleep and then he could just take a weapon off the wall like he did.
Maybe I don't see. I don't know. Like, was it one of these things where he was like, "Hey, just so you know, I'm leaving. Can't get me."
No, like this for me is very much why I have come to the conclusion on this watch that like Tywin was in on Joffrey's murder. And Tyrion has figured that out and he's going to ask him, why me? Like,
I agree with that. When we get to the next
yeah,
part.
like he's like his intention isn't to kill his father, his intention is to get some fucking answers. But before he can do that, my lion.
Yo,
Long was he fucking shaved,
even
man?
before that, so as he was walking up and it showed the body, I was like, "Oh my God, is that Shay?" And then she said, "My
Fucking
lion," and I was like, "Oh my gosh."
fucking but the thing is they didn't make it as obvious, like, because the first she says Tywin and then she says it, so like even when she says Tywin he's still like, "Hold up, I know that fucking voice," and then it's my lion.
All right, Jens, how do you? I'm gonna leave it to you because we've seen it.
Yeah, and then so when he actually, all right, so he kills her.
Does she deserve it?
Yeah.
Damn right. I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
The
Yes, she
right
did.
answer. She fucking deserves it. Because
Give
she
him.
you know that this goes back to when he said, "Find her and bring her to my chambers before the fucking wedding."
Yeah.
That's when it started.
This
She
goes.
never got on that goddamn boat.
And he brought, and so Tywin's been sleeping with her this whole time, and he brought her out knowing it was going to send him over the edge. Like, this was
Yep.
intention the whole time. And that's why Tyrion went there. Like, Tywin has made a career out of shitting on his baby boy. So, and
Yeah.
I mean, like, Shay had it coming.
But this
He
is where
did.
Tywin fucked up as a father. Like, at least choose a fucking favorite, man. That way somebody has your back. Like, just pick one of the kids to be the favorite. You done pissed all of them off.
Jamie is the favorite. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you still pissed them off. Like,
Yeah.
Jamie's the favorite, but you for two
Exactly.
seasons, ever since Jamie got his hand cut off, like you ain't been acting like he's been the favorite. A
What else?
man loses a hand and you want to just piss on him.
Well, Tommen, I guess Tommen is his full grandson. So
True.
there's that. And they're twins. Yeah, maybe Tommen's his favorite.
Maybe. Tommen ain't gonna help him here.
No, not when Tyrion spots that crossbow and drags it down the hall. And then, spoiler alert, Tywin is on the turlet.
Yup.
Out of all, if you had to like put money, like what would the odds have to be for you to bet on this that Tywin's gonna die sitting on the fucking toilet?
Like Elvis.
Like Elvis. That's exactly what I thought too, man. I was like, man, this man about to be Elvis.
God, man, just
So
dying on the shitter.
I will say
Yeah, that's
we'll go back to
facts.
like this is our first earmuff moment that we have returned to when we had you take your earmuffs off.
Yeah.
I pointed out to TJ, remember when Tywin comes into the throne room on the horse and the horse shits? And I told TJ, think about how Tywin dies. Foreshadow.
Yep. Foreshadowing. Because they definitely zoomed in on that shit. They made that a point. They made it a point for the horse to shit right there.
Yeah, they did.
For him to have the unmitigated gall to tell Tyrion to put the crossbow down, do you think you're in a position to make demands right now? You're on the shitter, bro.
He is Tywin Lannister. He will make demands no matter where the fuck he's at.
And I was hoping when Tywin was kept calling him my son, you're my son. I was like, bro, don't fall for that.
He
Yeah.
tried. He tried. Let's go talk in dignity. You're my son.
Yes, like
I
he.
know. I know Jamie did it. It's fine. Let's go talk.
Yeah, Tyrion was just like, you wanted me dead all my whole life. Yeah, but like, you haven't died, and I respect that. So,
Hey, let's go talk. Let's go
go
talk with
talk,
some dignity.
blowing smoke up your ass, and then we're talking about Shay, and now here we are. But like, Tywin is scared.
And it
Like,
was this part where I was like, well, I think Tywin was in on Joffrey's assassination because he's like, you know, I didn't do it. I was never gonna let them kill you.
do you think that was the truth? Do you think he was really going to be like, no, don't take his head, we'll just send him to the wall at the last minute?
No, that man was gonna kill him.
The moment Tyrion didn't play by his original terms, he was gonna kill him. Like he gave him the one chance to play by his terms, and then that's
Right, so here's my question to y'all then,
it.
because like we have made it to this point, right? There's a, he said, whore, say it one more time. And he did. And he shot him. So
Yeah,
here's
he
my
did.
question to you. At what point during Tyrion's journey do you shoot your dad on the toilet? Because for me, it is long before this point. Tyrion made it well further than me. He's much better than me.
Probably would have happened with the first war, honestly.
Like,
Like that
yes.
old fucking story, like
Yes.
that was fucked up.
Right there,
So
like Tywin got what he deserved. Tywin deserved. Did I don't know if there's a person more deserving of dying on the shitter in the most undignified way possible. Like somebody to whom image means everything. Two arrows in him on the toilet. But at least, you know, when he defecated. When he died, he was already there. So, two birds, one stone.
So before we get into the rest of it, what happens with Jamie now, James? Like, what do you think Jamie's fate is? Because you know somebody's gonna be very, very pissed off that he did not choose her.
Right? I told you to kill him, and now he's killed our dad. And our mom.
And our son.
Whew! A hat trick.
Will she be upset that he killed Tywin, though? Because, I mean, she kind of told Tywin to.
Tyrion could kill the little boy down the road that she don't even fucking know. And she's gonna make a big deal about how he's a fucking killer and how she's upset about it. If Jamie kills Tywin.
I think if it was, if she, if Cersei also finds out that Jaime was the one that let him free, then that would send her over.
I think she's going to get sent over the edge just knowing that Tyrion killed Tywin. Like, Tyrion did it. He's killed my son. He killed our mom. He killed my dad. Like, and Jaime's been blamed before. When he won't even fucking there, she blamed Jaime for some shit. So she's going to take it out on Jaime anyway.
Yeah, he's there.
Why weren't you protecting our dad in this moment? Why were you not standing beside him? While he was taking a shit.
Well, Tyrion, congratulations. You did it. You're your daddy's son. And he gets out. Varys' reaction. What'd you do? We'll need to talk about it. But Varys is going with him wherever he's smuggling him, which is question mark, where are we going?
Here's look. The funny part about Varys is Varys has like just a moment. Gets him on a boat, starts walking back, hears the bell, and he was like, you know what? Fuck the shit, I'm out.
Yep, that's it.
You know what? Fuck it. I ain't going back. Like,
Retirement starts now.
nope. Nope.
Right? Because, like, whatever he did before I left, and I'm not sure of what it is, but I'm pretty sure I can guess. I don't want to deal with that.
Yep.
Yep.
And Varys had no intention to go with Tyrion in this moment, but you know,
Until
Tyrion left him no choice.
So where are they headed?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe Braavos.
Okay.
Or Braavos or I don't know. Maybe Meereen.
To Danny?
Because to well, I was gonna say to Barrison.
To Barrison? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I can understand that.
All right.
But they know who's in Marine.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I mean, going to Barristan would be going
And
to
they
Yeah.
know that, like, nobody really has started to give a shit about what's going on over there.
Correct. But do you think, like, they get to Marine? Bear shows up with a fucking box. He unboxes Tyrion. Tyrion Lannister, the same people that killed Daenerys' dad. Like, how does that go over?
Well, I feel like Barristan is being an advisor, be like, well, the Lannisters, like, everybody knows that the Lannisters don't like Tyrion already, anyways. So they're gonna be like, he's kind of like an outcast of the family and not really.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Daenerys does have a temper, though. She can be kind of a bitch sometimes, you know? Kind of a bitch.
But yeah, that's Marine, so who cares?
She's too busy freeing slaves anyway.
Laughing like she's trying to get the sleep. And so in the Vale, a Stark on a white horse, I love it. Arya's found a port and a ship, and she wants to go north.
Which
That's not where they're
I did not expect.
for her to say north.
Yeah, I really wasn't expecting her to say, I want to go to the wall.
Yeah, I want to get to John.
I mean,
But
it
wait.
makes sense, but like, I was expecting her to do what she ends up doing.
Because that's not where they're headed. They're headed to Braavos. But, and she's got that iron coin.
Yeah.
Now, what does all this mean? Because his demeanor completely changed when he saw that coin.
I mean, it's exactly what Homeboy said it was.
Yep. Jack and Agar said,
Yeah, that
see
guy.
anybody from Braavos, give him the coin and say these words.
And it worked. So now what happens? She's gonna go to Braavos, and then what?
I'm excited to see it.
Oh, you should be. You are in for a fucking treat with Arya in season 5.
Is a treat.
Honestly, like, I'm excited for Tyrion and Arya's both. Because, like, Tyrion, he had changed man now. Like,
Tyrion's a free man now.
That too.
I mean, free is subjective.
But in terms of like really being able to decide his own fate, like there's no shadows hovering over him at this point. Like he
Well,
doesn't have the pressure and shadow of Cersei, he doesn't have the pressure and shadow of Tywin. Like
so do you like, but you're saying that like Cersei is not gonna like expand every effort to, or expound every effort to find him. Like, he's a man on the run. Like,
he's a man on the run, but
he's free.
in this moment, she has no idea where to look.
No, she doesn't, but that doesn't mean she's not gonna. But she
Now she
also
could try, but like,
she lost her master of whispers, so
yeah, like she has nowhere to look.
yeah.
And
She's
really, think about it, her fucking plate's full. Her dad just died. She has this kid that's a king.
who's getting married.
Yeah,
Let's not
and
forget that.
correct to somebody she hates.
Yeah.
By episode 2, she'll forget all about fucking Tyrion.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah,
Sure.
season 5, episode 2. She ain't even gonna think about that motherfucker.
But Arya has set sail. We need a Freedmen's Bureau. Enslaver's Bay, Jon Snow is at the wall with Stannis. That'll be interesting. And a bunch of stuff has happened, and that's it. We're done. That's season four, episode 10, The Children. And that is the finale. We've made it. We made
We
it
have
home.
indeed made it.
Can you believe?
This halfway in it.
Yeah.
More, really more than halfway, because season seven's
Seven and eight are.
seven episodes and season eight's like six episodes, so we are more than halfway through.
Yep. So, who are we pouring out for in this one?
Let's see. We gotta pour one out for, I actually did write these down. Let me make sure I fucking Jojen and do we pour one out for Tywin and Shay?
Fuck them both, actually.
I think that's it. I think that's all we had of name.
All right.
But definitely pour one out for Jojen, man. Like he got Bran to where he needed to be.
He did. He did his job. He has served his purpose.
He set up the whole fucking robust Bran storyline that we're getting in season
And
five. It is robust, it's fleshed out, it takes up a majority of every single episode.
to be fair, though, season five, and because book.
Are you about to justify Bran in season five?
No, I'm saying there's a lot of like because book four, a lot of season five is from book four, and book four takes away a lot of POVs. Like John doesn't have a POV, Danny doesn't have a POV, so they combined books four and five for season five. They combined it.
Five is the last season of the books, right?
Yeah, that's the last book. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just it's the way they set it up and the stuff that they took out between the book and the show. And now for the quote segment, stick it with the pointy end.
I only have two.
All right.
The first one is Cersei to Jaime. A disease doesn't decide to kill you. All the same, you cut it out before it does.
Okay.
And then the last one is Arya to the Hound. I'll last longer than you.
Facts.
Let's go ahead and just state the obvious. Arya.
TJ,
Yeah, I'll go next. I wrote down a bunch of them. I'm not going to use them all though, but first one's from Mance, where he tells John, of all the ways I kill you, poison would be the last. Because he could just kill him right then and there. Also, Mance, we do not kneel. So we'll see. We'll see if he finally bends the knee at some point in time. Three-eyed Raven, the brand, you will never walk again, but you will fly. Season five, buckle up. And the Hound to Arya is my last one, where he tells her, "Killed by a woman. I bet you like that."
And do and do. Okay, since only one of mine got taken then. First is John. Gren came from a farm. That's it. Gren came from a farm and he beat a giant. And that means everything.
Not only a giant, like the giant.
The
The
king
giant.
of the giants.
Yes, the giant.
And then Mance, my people have been through enough. We're not here to conquer. We're here to hide behind your wall, just like you. And then Bran, I didn't want anyone to die for me. And the Hound, big bitch saved you. And which you.
I was going to use that one, but I didn't want to seem like disrespectful to women.
Yeah, man. A big bitch
On
will save you.
wax.
I promise you that. A big bitch will save you. And then also the Hound, you're a real killer with your water dancing and your needle. And then of course Tywin, you're afraid of a dead whore. No, and I'm not afraid of a dead dad either.
Nope.
Welcome to the Dead Dad's Club, Tyrion. Well, blind ranking should be easy because there's only one place to put this. And it is position number four. How do you feel about where it's ended up?
You fucked up.
Four is a good number.
Looking at it. It's not a bad ranking. It's not bad. Because overall, this season, I'm not as high on after watching it. It's been a long time since I watched this one episode at a time. And a lot of stuff happens, but it's very slow. And
No, I think it's the best season so far.
okay.
Season five is going to be the best season. Season six is going to be the best season. And then season seven, you're going to say, oh, almost as good as season six, and it's amazing. And then season eight, you're going to just be,
Yeah.
season eight.
This is not season eight, but like, I don't know. Season four is just not doing it for me anymore. Like, stuff happens, but it's just the in between is a lot of, yeah.
Now, do you have a like a moment that you want James to get to in season five? Like, is there a moment in season five where you're like, I can't wait?
Well, I just like I can't wait to see what like what happens to Tyrion and Arya. Like I want to see what's next for there. But
For
like,
them, and I was asking Lauren though, like, does she have a moment for you where she's like, I can't wait?
there's no. It's
Not in season five?
I'm trying to think about season five.
The hard home for me is.
Moment. There's a big moment that I want his reaction to.
Hard home.
No. There's a big moment that I want his reaction to, but it is certainly not an I can't wait moment.
Okay. I'm excited for hard home for him. But
Hardhome is good. But because I
yeah, there's a big moment in season five that I can't wait to see his reaction to as well.
well, I mean I can wait, but here we are. Here we are. Now, there is something else that I have decided that like I will be devastated if he finds out about beforehand, but it's not a season five thing. But if he finds out, I'm it's good. It's gonna wreck me. So I've got something else to hold on to.
I do know some things.
I hope you don't know this.
Well,
I hope you don't know this. Anyways, gonna be fun hanging out in that tree next season. But that's gonna do it.
80% of the time is gonna be in a tree. Season five.
Oh
Well,
boy.
he does like to climb.
That is gonna do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, Goode, everywhere. And please don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. So, on behalf of my co-hosts, Gingy, aka Young Santa Claus, and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.